The Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
Welcome back, BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans, I'm Pat Boyle. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a bit, so hang tight. Any NBA Finals predictions you have, game one tip-off about 45 minutes away. 310-840-4910. But first, we normally play it on a Friday night. But since our VP, Michael Montgomery, a.k.a. Monty, the great Monty, he's going to be off Thursday and Friday this week, we figured tonight would be a great night, and it's going to help me calm some nerves, going to help me get to 8:30 p.m. Eastern without freaking out. It is time for the list.
I'm going to have to go tell the world exactly what's on the list.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love trivia.
Hey! The champ is telling you to do something. You know what? You just made the list.
All righty. A little trivia here. Monty comes up with the list, and then me, Brad, and Combs normally have to see if we could fill out that list to its completion. So, Monty, I'm guessing it's going to be something NBA Finals related, but what is the list for tonight, brother?
What would make you think that?
I don't know.
We are definitely going NBA Finals. You are correct on that assumption. We are going to do something that I think will be fun. It is the most total points scored in NBA Finals history. The top 20 players. So not points per game, just total points scored in NBA Finals games. Top 20 all time.
I like it. I like it. This is a good one. Alrighty, let's. I feel like our normal order is Brad, then Combs, then me. So I'm cool if you guys are cool with that order.
I mean, I'd like to go first because I only know one name. But sure.
No. I need all the help I can get.
Oh God. Okay.
All right, Brad. Go ahead. Kick us off.
Well, it's only appropriate. Over my right shoulder, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, I have a magazine cover with the legend himself, number 23, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Final answer.
You think he's on this list? That's crazy. That's nuts. No, yeah, he's on here. He is fourth all time.
God.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
All right.
LeBron's been to 110 of them. He hasn't won any of them except for like four. So go with LeBron.
He is number two.
Take the guy's junk out of your mouth. Oh, I guess it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Exactly. Stop riding.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Whatever. I guess he's only won like four of them.
Let me go argue with the dog again, okay?
I will. I will. That Air Corgi is dead to me. Okay, I'm gonna go with the most recent dynasty we saw in NBA history here. So give me Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors.
You are correct. He is 12th all time in NBA Finals points scored with 928.
Just for reference, that's Steph Curry and not Steph Furry, correct?
Oh, Steph Curry is just so adorable. Mm. Steph Curry wishes he was. All right. Obviously, I got to go the 1980s, an era that I know and love. The LA Lakers really dominated it from my recollection. So how about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He is third all time with over 1,300 points scored in the NBA Finals.
Kobe?
Kobe. Who's Kobe?
Kobe Ashy?
Kobe Bryant is 11th all time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a Kobe he's talking about. Okay.
I'm going to feel like an absolute moron if he's not number one, let alone on the list. This feels like it's too easy to not be him. How about Wilt Chamberlain?
Looking like he is not on the list, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Stop.
What?
You're kidding. How is Wilt Chamberlain not on the list?
Fantastic.
He's not.
Fantastic.
He said number one.
Game one, Pat. Just prepare mentally for game one. You need the extra time. You just got gifted the extra time.
Oh, Pat.
How is he not on the list, dude?
He is 23rd. That's how. 652 points scored in the NBA Finals is not top 20.
Pat, man, it's the, these
yeah, because
games
it was
are
the
not
ABA,
for you, buddy.
Like, was it?
Could you
be. I'd have
cursed.
To look deeper into it. I haven't looked at all possibilities.
No, there's no way. I refuse to believe this. I refuse to believe Wilt Chamberlain. I'm looking at his.
He said he's number 23 on the list.
It's garbage.
You can't question Monty's list. I'm sorry. It's Monty's list.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Take it up with Basketball Reference, man.
Wilt Chamberlain's teams made the playoffs basically every year from 1960 to 1973. He averaged over 30 points per game in the playoffs for like 7 years in a row.
But did they even play seven-game series back then?
How many finals did they make?
Well, I mean, I guess it is the finals, but I mean, they won the title in 67. They won it in 72.
I guess! That's the entire point, Pat!
My God. Such a sore loser. Man, is he going to be angry tonight when the Spurs bitter. Win.
Bitter Betsy.
All right.
My turn?
Yeah, it's you, Brad.
I'm going to stick with my Lakers theme. Magic Johnson.
Mm. Yes, 10th all time.
Yeah. All right.
We got to go with people who have been to the finals a bunch. Shaq?
There's a guess right there. 13th all time.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Okay. I know he made the finals in the early days of the NBA. He's the damn logo. Jerry West
is the guy who holds the record for most points in the NBA finals.
Okay.
Almost 1,700.
God. Tim Duncan.
You see, you're good, Brando. You're good. 19th on the list.
Jesus.
708 points scored in the finals.
I'm just naming names of players I know at this point. So hopefully there's more of them.
I'm just thinking of legends. I'm going old school with the Celtics. They made a lot of titles during his era. Bill Russell.
He is 6th on the list.
Okay.
Oh, God. Bob Cousy on there?
Bob Cousy is on the list.
Man. Okay. I might get Brandon. So, Jordan's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the number two Bull? I mean, the Bulls were in the finals so many flipping times. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen make
That's
the
a
list?
Good guess. God damn it.
That's a good guess, and I like your reasoning. However, he is not on the list.
Oh, my God. I have to name one to win.
Name one to win. If not, we'll keep going. Scottie Pippen is 22nd. Just
man, that's brutal.
On the threshold.
Brutal.
Is well, Steph's on there. What about Clay? Clay Thompson?
Clay Thompson is not on the list. He is 25th. You guys are close. You got 1 minute, so let's see. Let's. I think it's sudden. Well, I guess Brandon should get another chance, but if Brad gets it, so you got 1 minute, Brad.
All right. I'm just going to name an old player that I know and pray that he's on the list. Let's go with, we'll go really old. Elgin Baylor.
He is on the list, fifth all time. Ah! Brandon, keep it alive.
Jesus. I'm looking at these players to try to find their teammates. Dwayne Wade.
He is 20th.
Oh, no way.
We got like 30 seconds, Brad.
Oh, man. God, I'm running out of names.
I'm out, so.
Larry Bird.
Call it. Larry Bird is on the list.
Oh, my God. Unfreaking believable. Let's go
hold
with.
Out of rear.
Let's go with, I don't know. I'm out. I lose. Pat, take us a break.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll preview game one and see if Combs has any other guesses when we return here.
This is Westwood One Sports.
And now, Babbel proudly presents The Cat Chat.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Yes, hi. I'm staying in room 22, and I was wondering if there was anyone I could chat with about my sheets. They seem to be making me just really itchy.
Pardon, vous avez dit, chat?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just want to chat with maybe, like, the, you know, the cleaning service, see which detergent they use. You know, just a chat.
Chat.
Please, I'm so itchy.
Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Matisse, j'ai un client qui demande un chat.
Oh. My goodness, I thank you. Just a chat, really, just a...
Voila.
What?
Sir, you requested a cat to scratch you.
Traveling mistakes can really be absurd. Learn to speak like the locals with Babbel, and no one will mistake your chat for a cat.
Sir, please, your cat.
Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to get up to 50% off. Babbel.com.
The Team 980. And the Odyssey app.